The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The gospel from Mark just proclaimed says that the Spirit drove Jesus into the desert. It's the same verb used in Mark's gospel to describe what Jesus did to unclean spirits and to how Jesus cleansed the temple. There's something really powerful about that verb, with the sense that there's a great force at work here. And that idea carries all through Mark's gospel when it comes to the ministry, the intensity and the force driving Jesus back and forth across that lake, from Galilee to Judea, from one synagogue to another, from one town to another, up mountains, out to the desert. If you really step into Mark's gospel, it isn't long before you begin to see and understand that driving force in the life of Jesus was both a powerful desire to do the will of the Father and a fire of compassion and love for all those around him. This sacred season we call Lent might well give us a cause to examine just what it is that drives our lives, and maybe ask if there's anything at all driving us. There are some who sit around all day flipping from channel to channel on TV. They're driven by nothing at all. Sometimes I wonder what's driving some whose whole life is now planned around dinner parties at the club and tea times. For others, it's not hard to see that ambition, greed, and an insatiable desire for approval are the forces driving their lives. Whatever, this season offers us a chance to examine the force that drives us. And when that force drives us, might be worth some examine and some renewal as well. The force driving Jesus at baptism first took him to the waters of Jordan. Some might wonder, well, why would the Holy Son of God need to be baptized? Sin couldn't be the reason. In Mark's gospel, it's a clear way of expressing the incarnation, the very reality that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was one of us, experiencing and doing everything we do, one with us in everything. Then, just in case we miss the point, he goes out to the desert, where he lives among beasts and angels, the bad and the good, being tested, not tempted, but tested, to make sure that he has the strength or the force do what the Father asked of him. Friends, some force drove us all to this church today. And it wasn't your Lincoln or your Escalade or Honda or Toyota. Some force is at work in all our lives to awaken lazy compassion or drive us out of self-serving, pleasure-seeking comforts. There's a reason for us to be here. There's something for us to do that can and must transform our lives, lift us out of our over-privatized, individualistic, fake worlds, and plunge us all into the truth of who we are meant to be, and awaken our lives and stir up our dreams about what God has planned for us from the beginning. There's a force in our church today called liturgy. And that force is way more than the rituals that we experience here week after week. It's a force that can drive us back into the arms of God. Drive us, in a sense, back to paradise. Yet, a lot of people have no clue about how it works, what it needs, and what we can expect of it. Don't ever think that you came here to get something. The force of liturgy does not give you something. It takes you somewhere. And it makes something out of our ordinary and sometimes dull lives. I'm going to talk about that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night. I've come to talk about the reason and the force of the Holy Spirit that's driven you here so often and for so long. Hunger is a force that's driving people all over the world to get up and move, looking to be fed. Those of you who are hungry need to get up the next three nights and let that force open up the pantry of the church's traditions, so that once, like the one who feeds us here, compassion, love, service, and sacrifice may drive us all home and drive us into those welcoming arms of God our Father. So if you want to know who I am, the whole top of page 4 in the bulletin will tell you that. But I'm willing to bet that half of what we're going to do here, and have already started, if anybody asks you, why did you do that? You might say, well, because we always have. Well, stop it. It isn't about what you've always done. There's a reason for everything we do. There's a reason for this book to be in this spot. And way more than that, there's a reason for you to be in that spot. But you've got to think about what you're going to become because you're there. Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday. And of course, you're wondering, how long am I going to talk? Longer than right.